Hello and welcome to episode 839 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. It is my pleasure to be with you this morning. My name is Terrence M. Stanton. We're recording on Thursday, March 21st, 2024, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin with the Thursday prayer to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain heaven. O Queen of Paradise, who reignest above all the choirs of angels, and who art the nearest of all creatures to God, I, a miserable sinner, salute thee from this valley of tears, and beseech thee to turn thy compassionate eyes towards me. For whichever side they turn, they dispense graces. See, O Mary, in how many dangers I now am, and shall be as long as I live in this world, of losing my soul, of losing heaven and God. In thee, O Lady, I have placed all my hopes. I love thee, and sigh to go soon to see thee and praise thee in heaven. Ah, Mary, when will be that happy day on which I shall see myself safe at thy feet and contemplate my mother who has done so much for my salvation? When shall I kiss that hand which has delivered me so many times from hell and has dispensed me so many graces when, on account of my sins, I deserve to be hated and abandoned by all? My Lady, in life I have been very ungrateful to thee, but if I get to heaven, I shall no longer be ungrateful. There I shall love thee as much as I can in every moment for all eternity, and shall make amends for my ingratitude by blessing and thanking thee forever. I thank God with my whole heart, who gives me firm confidence in the blood of Jesus Christ and in thee, and the conviction that thou wilt save me, that thou wilt deliver me from my sins, that thou wilt give me light and strength to execute thy divine will, and in fine, that thou wilt lead me to the gate of paradise. Thy servants have hoped for all this, and not one of them was deceived. No, neither shall I be deceived. O Mary, my full confidence is that thou hast to save me. Beseech thy Son Jesus, as I also beseech him, by the merits of his passion, to preserve and always increase his confidence in me, and I shall be saved. Prayer for the conversion of the Jews. O God, who dost also manifest thy omnipotence by mercy and compassion, listen to the prayers we offer up for the enlightenment of the unbelieving perfidious Jews, that they may acknowledge the light of thy truth, which is Christ, and may be saved from their blindness. Grant, we beseech thee, all-powerful God, that the remnant of the Jewish people may walk in the way of salvation, and by following the preaching of the blessed John, thy precursor, they may safely come to him, whom he foretold, Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord. Amen. And there's a 300 days indulgence associated with that prayer. We're going to return once more, friends, to the excellent traditional Catholic website, fisheaters.com, for Passion Thursday, which is today as I'm recording this. This is Meditations for Lent, this edition published in 1937 by Sheed and Ward, by another great saint and doctor of the church, the angelic doctor, in fact, St. Thomas Aquinas. And this is titled, Which is the Greatest Sign of His Love Our Lord Has Given Us? It would seem that Christ gave us a greater sign of his love by giving us his body as our food than by suffering for us. For the love that will be in the life to come is a more perfect thing than the love that is in this life. And the benefit that Christ bestows on us by giving us his body as food is more like to the love of the life to come in which we shall fully enjoy God. The passion that Christ underwent for us is, on the other hand, more like to the love that is of this life in which we too are to suffer for Christ. Therefore, it is a greater sign of Christ's love for us that he delivered his body to us as our food than that he suffered for us. Nevertheless, it is an argument against this that in St. John's Gospel, our Lord himself says, Greater love than this no man hath, that a man lay down his life for his friends. The strongest of human loves is the love with which a man loves himself. Therefore, this love must be the measure by comparison with which we estimate the love by which a man loves others than himself. Now, the extent of a man's love for another is shown by the extent of good desired for himself that he foregoes for his friend. As Holy Scripture says, He that neglecteth a loss for the sake of a friend is just. Proverbs 12:26. Now, a man wishes well to himself as to three things, namely his soul, his body, and things outside himself. It is then already a sign of love that for another, a man is willing to suffer loss of things outside himself. It is a greater sign if he is also willing to suffer loss in his body for another, that is, by bearing the burden of work or undergoing punishment. It is the greatest of all signs of love if a man is willing, by dying for his friend, to lay down his very life. Therefore, that Christ in suffering for us laid down his life was the greatest of all signs that he loved us. That he has given us his body for our food and the sacrament does not entail for him any loss. It follows then that the first is the greater sign. Also, this sacrament is a kind of memorial and figure of the Passion of Christ. But the truth is always greater than that which figures it. The thing is always greater than the memorial that recalls it. The showing forth of the body of Christ in the sacrament has about it, it is true, a certain figure of the love with which God loves us in the life to come. But Christ's passion is associated with that love itself, by which God calls us from perdition to the life to come. The life of God, however, is not greater in the life to come than it is in this present life. So ends the meditation for today. This is why, friends, we want to make sure that we are genuinely our Lord's friends, that we are his loyal disciples. How do we do that? Well, our Lord says it himself. If you love me, you keep my commandments. Keep the commandments. Do good and avoid evil. We want to die in the friendship of our Lord. Because when we sin, we're not making ourselves friends of the Lord. We're not making ourselves his loyal disciples. And that's really the only thing that can separate us from our Lord is sin. Jesus came to solve the sin problem. Jesus is the merciful love of our Heavenly Father. And Jesus started a church. It's not enough to say you're spiritual. It's not enough to say you love Jesus and then not want to be Catholic. Jesus started one holy Catholic and apostolic church. You can't separate the bride and the bridegroom. You can't separate the church from our Lord Jesus Christ. If you've been away from the faith, come on back and go to confession. If you're not Catholic, you need to convert. I highly recommend attending the traditional Latin Mass. If possible, if it's within driving distance, attend the Society of St. Pius X, the SSPX, the Priestly Fraternity of St. Peter, known as the FSSP, or the Institute of Christ the King, Sovereign Priests, ICKSP. Pray the rosary every single day, because it's what Our Lady asks. Like Dr. Taylor Marshall says, when the Mother of God comes down off of her throne, as she did at Fatima, and six times, every time she appeared there, she asked for the rosary to be said to honor her every single day. And it's not only to honor her, it's to glorify God. It's to glorify her Son. Jesus wants us to make a really big deal about Our Lady, and Our Lady wants us to make a really big deal about our Lord. And she's not like a fourth person of the Most Holy Trinity, turning three into four. No, not at all. Any honor and praise we give to the Blessed Mother is honor and praise we're giving to the Most Holy Trinity. All right, God is God. The Blessed Mother is not God. And there's a complaint, to put it mildly, registered by some Protestants against Catholics, one of whom was Lorraine Bettner, who was an anti-Catholic, who talked about Catholics kind of seeing Our Lady as a fourth person of the Most Holy Trinity. That's obviously false. The more we love her, the more we honor her, the more we're going to love and the more we're going to honor our Lord. And she says, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. So let's love Our Lady. Let's pray the rosary every single day. Let's ask the Lord to be his friend, to be his loyal disciple. Let's ask him for an outpouring of grace into our souls, mediated by Our Lady and Saint Joseph and all the angels and saints. The Catholic apologist Patrick Madrid wrote a book called Any Friend of God is a Friend of Mine. It's about the saints. They've won the race. They're in heaven. We want them on our side. So let's develop our relationship with all the saints and all the angels. Let's ask them specifically for their prayers. I prayed a litany asking for the intercession of the Irish saints a few days ago on St. Patrick's Day. God is a family. The most loving family. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And we also have a mother who, once again, is not God, does not take anything away from God. She magnifies the Lord, our most sweet, our most perfect, our most chaste queen. Virgo potens, virgin most powerful. Pray for us. Let us conclude, friends, by once again mentioning Helping Autism Through Learning and Outreach, available on the web at halo-soma.org. That's halo-soma.org. Also, please tune into episodes 277 and 548 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast for more information pertaining to RPM. RPM is an acronym for Rapid Prompting Method, a system of communication for non-speakers. Before my niece was about 8 years old, we didn't even know her favorite color. Now we know she's a comprehensive genius. Thanks to God's grace, her hard work, that of her family, breaking through to open communication via RPM. She is a skilled poet. She is very skilled in regards to composing music. She's a mathematician. She even knows foreign languages. RPM has been as big of a breakthrough for non-speakers as sign language was for the deaf. You can also point to Braille for the blind in terms of their being able to read, but you can't use a tool unless you know about it. That's where you come in. Communication is a human right. Please spread this message far and wide. May God richly bless you for doing so. Imagine how sad and frustrated you would be if you were in the position of a non-speaker. And I've had the pleasure of being in touch with several non-speakers who've broken through to open communication, and they are some of the most kind, compassionate, and intelligent folk you could ever meet. Please say an Ave Maria for yours truly. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. You can follow us on the artist formerly known as Twitter, now X, at Fatima Podcast. That's at Fatima Podcast on X. And we'd be much obliged if you would tell everyone you know about this podcast. Goodbye. and God love you.